Next patient is Michael Butcher. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Butcher, B-U-T-C-H. B as in boy, B-U-T-C-H-E-R, Butcher. Date of birth is 5-20-41, 1941. Date of visit is 1-18-24. Please make a copy for Dr. Jose Burgos. Jose, J-O-S-C, Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S-M-D, B as in boy. Next paragraph, dear Jose, J-O-S-E, thank you for sending Michael Butcher for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 82-year-old white male with a history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been using a CPAP setup, and has had no significant benefit from use of his CPAP. The patient also has gained weight and has shortness of breath with exertion, and it denies any cough or chest tightness. Or leg swelling. The patient also has a prior history of asthma and hypertension, and was treated for an episode of bronchitis in October of 23. He denies abdominal pains, nausea, or vomiting, or GI bleed. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for coronary artery disease with CABG times 2, done in 1986. He also had a right knee replacement for degenerative arthritis, and he has a history for permanent pacemaker replacement. He has been hypertensive for more than 10 years and has hypothyroidism and has a history for asthma for many years. He had cataract surgery, and he has had prostate cancer, and is on hormonal therapy period. Next paragraph, allergies to IVP dye. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke and denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph, family history. Allergies to IBP, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of old age. Next, paragraph, system review. Patient has no weight loss, fever, or fatigue. No double vision, but had cataracts. He had no vertigo or hoarseness, denied urinary frequency or burning. He has shortness of breath and wheezing, and denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. And he has reflux symptoms and constipation. And the patient denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. Denies anxiety or depression. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures or headaches, but has memory loss. Next part. Medlist, Synthroid 75 micrograms a day. Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, and Ranexa 500 milligrams BID. Zitia 10 milligrams daily. Pitavastatin 40 milligrams of chest. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white male, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 118/70, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 210, saturation 96. HENT, abnormal sphatic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds diminished at the periphery with occasional wheezes. Heart, the absence of irregular, sonorous S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, there's no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one, obstructive sleep apnea. Number two. Asthma and recurrent bronchitis. Number three is degenerative arthritis. Number four is hypothyroidism. And number six is prostate cancer. Next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest, CBC complete metabolic profile, and he will be sent for a polysomnographic study. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks. He will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, two puffs as needed. And a follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jose Burgos, B-U-R-G-O-S-M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.